of Gimel B'nai. Oh, this is a very popular halacha nowadays, but the Shulchan Aruch only brings down the other way. B'nai Eretz Yisrael Shabal L'chutz La'aretz. People who live in Eretz Yisrael that go to Chutz La'aretz for Yontif. Asurin Lasos Malacha B'yom Tov Sheni B'yishuv Afilu Daito L'achzor. They are not allowed to do Malacha on the second day of Yontif, even if they're planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael after Yontif. As long as he has not gotten to a place where Jews live, even if he's not planning on returning to Eretz Yisrael, fishadain lahuk balios kamosan, then he is able to do malacha. Avalam yigi liyishav ein dato lachzor nasa kamosan vaasar bein mimar bein biyishav. But if he comes to a place where people live, so even if they're not Jews, if he's planning on staying there, so then he wouldn't be allowed to do malacha. Chutz l'chum einosan olav chumrei makom shehalach l'sham. So this happens, that people come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, and Mishnah Berurah says that even b'tzina they're not allowed to do malacha, even in private. So if someone moves to Eretz Yisrael and they come back to visit their family for Yontif, so on the second day of Yontif they would not be able to do malacha, even privately, even in their own room, they should really not be doing malacha. What about other things besides malacha? So when it comes to eating chametz on the second day, the last day of Yontif, let's say, where for people who live in Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer Yontif, the Shari Tshuva writes that he was careful not to eat, and the Aruch HaShulchan said also that he was careful not to eat chametz on the last day of Yontif. But even again, even in private, they shouldn't be doing malacha. But in terms of actually keeping the halachas, like eating, what about the Seder or something like that? So they don't actually have to do the full Seder. They should sit at the Seder with their family, because then it will be for Hesia. They don't want to stand out or anything like that. But when it comes to davening, they should put on tefillin privately in their own home. And Rav Moshe writes that it could be that they shouldn't ask them to do stuff for them or anything like that. They should eat matzah, just so that it looks like they're doing the mitzvahs, but they don't have to eat like a full kazayis or anything like that. Rav Yashiv says that they don't. If it's just their family and everyone there knows that they're, live in Eretz Yisrael, so then they don't have to do anything. They could just sit there and watch. They don't have to be worried. But if they're guests there or something like that, so then they should be eating matzah. Apparently, Rabbi Adler told the family that came in that they have to go full-blown everything, that they have to do all the mitzvahs of the Seder and Mamish have a second Seder. But Rabbi Yashiv says not like that, but apparently that's how Rabbi Adler Paskin L'chumra. The Poskim say that when it comes to a yeshiv, when it comes to being with Jews, that means a place where any Jews live. There's a discussion of flying out. Can you fly in, if you're coming from Eretz Yisrael, and can you fly in on the second day of Yontif to America? So some people say you can, but some people say that you would have to stay in the airport because you can't actually come into a place where Jews live, because then it'll be a problem. So you could stay in the airport. That's like chutz l'tchum. So then it'll be okay. But so then I guess you could do that. Anything that will be noticeable is going to be a problem. But they'd have to daven shmona esrei on Yom Tov Sheni, a regular chol davening, but just not make it noticeable that they're doing anything differently. That's why they would have to wear Yom Tov clothing and stuff like that. What about a ben chutz la'aretz who comes to Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like most people do, that you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. And you should daven privately that second day. He says not to make a minyan. Others say you can even make a minyan, but you should daven, you should keep 2 days of Yontif. There are opinions that say that you only need to keep 1 day of Yontif when you're visiting, the Chacham Tzvi and others, but the majority of opinion is that you should keep 2 days when you're visiting Eretz Yisrael. There's a discussion, if you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, can you ask a ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for you on the second day of Yontif? That's a big discussion also. Machlokas HaPoskim, so you should consult a posek on that. But you can't get into a car with them, because even though they're allowed to drive, you can't get into a car or anything like that. So these are all interesting discussions that come up on the second day of Yontif, and one should always consult the posik when they find themselves in such a situation.